a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
We're going to get going here with Senate Appropriations. We are going to have a little bit of a short day. Bear with me. We're going to be a little squishy on our time frames, depending on what all happens with our neighbors to the behind us here east. Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Without windows in the room, it's hard to tell which direction we're facing. So with that, we'll determine if we have quorum.
Sutton?
Here.
Jones?
Here.
Nordstrom? Heineman?
Here.
White?
Here.
Van Gerpen?
Here.
Alstein? Tiedemann?
Here.
Peters?
Here. We have a quorum. Fantastic. So we have quorum. And Senator Van Gerpen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move adoption of the Senate Appropriations Committee of February 27th. They look good. I move their adoption.
Second. Okay, we got a motion by Senator Van Gerpen, a second by Senator Heineman. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Minutes are adopted. Any further minutes that we need to adopt? All set? Okay. Before we bring up the bills that are below the line, we need to have amendments drafted, and there's a little bit of a backlog in LRC at the moment, so we're going to stand at recess, if you don't mind. Ms. Senator Sutton.
Madam Chair, personal privilege.
Go ahead.
Just for information for any lobbyists that are here, spread the word. You may have trouble catching up with me today or the rest of this week as I got a new wheelchair.
Woohoo!
I'll be going much faster around the Capitol, it seems.
And what kind of tires? Do we have off-road tires?
Racing tires.
All right. Sounds good. Are there any other housekeeping items that we have to bring before the committee? Otherwise, we're going to stand in recess. And please hang close, and we'll get those amendments drafted, and then we'll come back in. Thank you. All right. We're going to welcome back. We're going to pull up from the bottom of the agenda. We're going to pull up 1184. I don't have the title. 1184 is an act to appropriate, thank you, an act to appropriate the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks to fund certain improvements to the state park system. And so with that, Paige, if we'll let you do this, and then we'll, before we recess, we'll get you on the mic. If you want to pass that out to everybody. We're going to have an amendment passed out. And since we've already taken public testimony on this bill, we're going to pass the amendments. And with that, Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move Amendment 1184-MB.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion to amend 1184-MB, seconded by Senator Heineman. Discussion on the motion.
This amendment will actually put the bill back to its original form. It removes the $3 and inserts $4 million. $2 million would be going to the Blood Run Nature Area, and $1.5 million to the Custer State Park visitors, and $0.5 million to the Mickelson Trail extension.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion to amend 1184-MB? Seeing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing any opposed? No? Yes?
Aye.
You are opposed? Okay. So make that on the record. And with that, the amendment passes. All right. Is there a further discussion and or action on House Bill 1184 as amended? Senator Tiedemann.
Madam Chair, thank you. I move due pass on House Bill 1184 as amended.
Second.
Okay. I got a motion by Senator Tiedemann. A second by Senator Heineman. Any discussion on the motion? Go ahead. Any further discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, again, I think this just enables the Game, Fish, and Parks to make the changes to the Custer State Park Visitor Center to put that so that it becomes more user-friendly and gets the construction improvements for Blood Run, the new state park, up and running. The Mickelson Trail is only the beginning of that. There will be more coming in later years, but at this point it gets us started, and I think it enhances the attractions that we can bring in more people to South Dakota to see the great things we have.
Any further discussion? Senator White.
I think this, we discussed this in our committee, that these initial funds were probably the investment to get these projects going. And from this point on, in just about each one of these, I mean in all three of these, there's a program going forward that will cover the rest of the cost. So these are historic things that are happening in South Dakota. Naturally, there's always the question of if it's the right time, right thing to do. But I do think it is a good thing to do, and I encourage a yes vote in this bill.
Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I also would echo those comments. I do have concerns about the upfront costs, and as long as we can reason, I think we made our point that in the future, we don't necessarily need a lot of folks coming back for more general funds. And so I'd hope that we'd remember that from the discussions we've had here. So with that, I'll be supporting it to get it to the floor.
Thank you, Senator. Any further discussion? Senator Heineman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, going back to the Blood Run especially, I know that this has really been a great example of a public-private partnership. And while we're looking, I think, hopefully to really do the visitor center and some other improvements in the state, in the new state park, $2 million again coming from the state, two from the private donations from the South Dakota Parks and Wildlife, and then $1 million from the Game Fish and Parks. And the good news is that the private funding in from the South Dakota Parks and Wildlife has already raised $1 million of that too. So again, a great example of public-private partnerships. Looking forward to what this new state park can be on the east side of the state. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Further discussion, Senator Jones.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have not a problem with these three issues other than the fact that we have to prioritize where our monies are and where they're going. And to me, this is not a very high priority compared to some of the other issues that really concern me, especially after what we did 2 years ago. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Seeing none, this is a voice vote. Secretary Caldwell, we have a motion on the table. Do pass as amended on a House Bill 1184.
Sutton?
Aye.
Jones?
No.
Norstrup? Heineman?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Van Gerpen? Adelstein? Tiedemann?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
5 yeas, 1 nay.
And that will go to the floor with the due pass as amended. Thank you. All right, with that, we're going to go back to recess until we can get additional amendments drafted on 1060. And before we disappear, and we're going to have our page introduce himself. He's from Washington High School. Okay, tell us where you go to school and where you want to go after school.
I go to Sioux Falls, Washington.
What's your name?
Josh Utterback.
Okay.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors. And where are you going to go to? Are you a junior or a senior?
I'm a senior.
Okay.
After I graduate, I'm going to be working for the CIA and potentially going to MIT also.
Okay.
And future politician.
Awesome. Very good. Senator Jones.
Thank you. And young man, I hope you become a legislator, not a politician.
All right. Sounds good. All right. We're going to go back into recess and stay close. We just don't know when stuff's going to happen. So thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right. We're going to welcome everybody back for Senate Appropriations. We're going to act on the final bill on our calendar for today. We're going to pull up House Bill 1060. And House Bill 1060 is to revise the General Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2013. And so with that, we're going to open it up for any further committee questions and or action. Senator Adelstein.
I have an amendment.
Do you want to turn your mic on?
Turn your mic on.
Madam Chairman, I have an amendment and an amendment title for a change for 1060.
Okay. Are we passing them around?
Okay. Okay.
Welcome.
I don't think that's the right one,
Senator. Isn't this Bill 1060?
This was
1184.
Oh,
I get 1060. Yeah, I think Molly has something. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I think I need to make more copies.
Okay. Then I'll take the 1184s back. I don't know where that came from.
Senator, it's you're moving 1060DA. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, I am. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay, we got a motion by Senator Adelstein, a second by White. A discussion on the motion. Senator Adelstein.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. What happened was when we had the hearing from the Office of Economic Development, we had a discussion of this program, which last year had been appropriated for $5 million, and we were told that approximately 10% had been spent. It looked like a little less than that when we got the answers to our questions. But in any case, as I did the quick math that day, I was disturbed that we were spending almost $9,000 per employee. First of all, I think that's an excessive amount compared to what I experienced in my own business in trying to get really outstanding people. In one case, I'm thinking that I ended up going to my company. I said we paid $1,000, maybe $1,500, that was a total, for a man who'd been a West Point graduate, who had been managing property in California and was anxious to come to South Dakota. So it's really an extraordinarily expensive proposition. And I question that the state should be in that business of contracting with even an outstanding firm like Manpower, Inc., whose founder, by the way, 40 years ago, was a friend of mine. So I wanted to do is take back $4.5 million after some discussion of what might be the cost of closing this operation. I reduced taking back to down to $4 million that we can use for better purposes for developing jobs in South Dakota. And that's really all I have to say on this bill, on this amendment now, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Adelstein. Further discussion, Senator Sutton? No. Senator Tiedemann?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I would urge the committee to resist this amendment. Two things. I think that, one, the court case slowed them down, so they didn't get started until October. Until you get the numbers produced or the numbers recruited, the cost per individual will be higher to start with. But once you get the program in place, then the cost per person goes down. I think that I would like to give them another year to prove themselves, and I think we need to ask for some specific numbers that they hope to accomplish in recruiting in this year, one and a half, because I'm saying they've been in one half a year. But next year at this time, I think we need some specific numbers. But I think it's too early to pull the cord on this particular program at this time.
Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was disturbed about the numbers we were looking at, too. I've had a lot of conversations about this, with the governor's office. And, I think that we can see that the program is not on track. But it has only been a short time. And I would like to give it just a little more time to see if what we're doing is going to work, maybe even 6 months to a year down the road. I do appreciate the conversation, though, because I am concerned about it as well, but I have similar concerns that this may be too early to yank the cord on this project. But I think I'll be the first one to say that if we come back here next year and we're still seeing just very minimal gains and it's just not working properly, then I would hope that the administration would come to us and pull the cord to say that this is not working. So with that, I'll stand by for more comments.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Heineman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And again, I would agree with both comments that were just made in terms of setting some real parameters, setting some performance metrics for next year. And I'm not exactly sure how we go about that, but to really set a particular target that we would hope that when they come back in front of us next year that they've reached that target. I know when we originally looked at this last year, when we saw the number of people coming into South Dakota, even though this is a great state, it just wasn't as many as we had really thought it could be. And so the whole concept was, let's try to figure out some way to bring more and more people coming into the state of South Dakota. I think the concept was a good one. It did get a slow start because of the lawsuit. But I do agree that we need to set some definite performance metrics for next year, some definite expectation in terms of what this program is doing.
Madam Chair, I have a quick question.
Senator Adelstein, go ahead.
My question is this. One of the things that bothers me about waiting another year is that when I talk with LRC about stopping this program, I was going to put it as a taking the money out of the general bill, and they said, no, you need to take it out of 1060. Once 1060 has gone by and the appropriating year is gone, how do we kill a program that we think is inappropriate in future sessions? I just didn't know the mechanics of it.
Senator Tiedemann, did you want to respond?
Madam Chair, thank you. I think we do the same mechanism. We're amending the general bill. So next year at this time, we could amend the general bill that we passed for FY14. So the mechanism is there. It's just a different year.
Thank you.
Senator White, did you have something? And then we'll go to Senator Sutton.
Well, I think that I agree with Senator Sutton on his analysis. Initially, this bill, as I remember last year, was to generate 1,000 jobs over 5 years. If you put numerical formulas to that, that would indicate about 200 jobs a year. We are at between 40 and 50, my understanding. So at this time, I would think that we would want to give it the rest of this first year in order to prove what it is. But I also do feel that they have to recognize that if they're going to continue to want this program going forward, whomever is going to make that decision, they're going to have to live up to those numbers. And so we would use that as a basis next year.
Senator Sutton.
Thank you. And just another note, too, that we should remember is that the $49,000 a month, that stops after the first year. And so a lot of their upfront costs are in this first year. And so hopefully that's going to drive down the cost of the program ongoing. Now, agree with the $49,000 in the first place. You know, I don't know that I did of that fee, but we're already seven, eight months into it, and so that's going to be going away in 4 months, regardless of the $49,000. So.
Any further discussion on the motion to amend 1060-DA? Senator Jones.
Thank you, ma'am. If I'm correct, we're looking at $5.8 million to put in and leave it in there. Is that correct? Is that for the total remainder of the life expectancy of this? I'm not sure who I'm directing this to.
Senator Adelstein, did you care to add?
But no, what I understand is the numbers that they worked this through from LRC would be to remove the balance of $4 million, and I guess it would be if we take the $5,82,098 and take out $1,829,298, it leaves it at a $4 million cleanup in that the first line after that number three.
Okay.
Yeah. Follow up. Go ahead.
Then the $4 million is for how long a period of time?
If we take it out, it's forever.
No, I mean if we leave it in.
It's a 5-year deal.
That's a 5-year deal. Then why is it not smart if we want to look at this in another year? Why don't we fund it for another year and make those kind of adjustments? Or 6 months? That's my question.
Senator Tiedemann?
Madam Chair, I believe it was a contract that was signed, and so I think the contract can be ended. What, a 30-day notice, or that, I can't remember what?
I think that was the answer that we got in session.
So if we want to end the contract, then we pull the money. If we want to give them one more year, we have to leave the money there.
That's my understanding as well. If we only want to give them another year, it doesn't matter. And I'm going to look to our friends that may know. My understanding is it's a 5-year contract. We appropriated the money under the understanding it was a 5-year contract. If we pull part of the money, the contract then becomes null.
Okay.
And then, so if we want to look at it in another year, so but I could be, my understanding could not, that could be way off base again. I don't know that for sure, but that's my understanding.
Okay.
Another question about the mechanics, Madam Chair. How far does the new appropriations interim authority go? In other words, if we saw that there was no progress in the next 6 months, could we do it then?
Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, the other option we also have is through the Government Operations and Audit Committee. This can be one thing that committee could look at this summer to see what their progress is. So we can do a monitoring on them, bring them in, and they can report to Government Operations and Audit Committee, which also shares the information with the Appropriations Committee.
No, my question was, does our interim authority, could be the interim authority if the GOAC shows us that we're not getting it, could we? We can't.
Madam Chair, well, thank you. No, the Appropriations Committee cannot do those things outside of, we can't do the vote for the 105. We can bring it to the 105, but we do not have authority to spend money or take away.
Mr. Vice Chairman?
Yes. Go ahead, Senator Jones.
If we would amend this as this senator from Rapid City has recommended, that would actually, in essence, then terminate the contract. So if we've got that in mind, is there a way that we can recommend that your department that you just said, whatever that is,
Government
GOAC,
acts, yeah.
Yes. Is there a way that we can give them a letter asking them to...
Madam
Chair.
Senator Tiedemann, we
Thank
can do
you,
that.
Madam Chair. You're talking to the chair of the Senate Government Operations and Audit Committee, and the vice chair is to my left, Senator Heineman. So I don't think you need to send a letter. I think we've got the message.
Well...
There you go.
I am pretty impressed.
I think we've got it. You bet. Are there any further discussions on the motion to amend 1060 DA? Seeing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Motion fails. All right. With that, any discussion on House Bill 1060? Discussion and or action on House Bill 1060? Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd move do pass on House Bill 1060.
Second. I got a motion to do pass on House Bill 1060 by Senator Tiedemann, seconded by Senator Heineman. Any discussion on the motion? Senator Tiedemann.
Well, Madam Chair, it's been a while since we heard the bill, but it really puts in place some of the backfills in last year's general bill, the state employees' health insurance, the money for the criminal justice initiative, state aid to special ed, because we've had the maintenance of effort that we have put more money in. There's also some, the numbers came in late. There's the cement plant retirement fund of $2 million, the internal service rates of $990,000, and increase the state aid of $637,940, veteran services for higher education of $600,000, and the Government Office of Economic Development Research Commerce grants, the proof of concept grants that go to higher ed, and on down all the way through to including the state treasurer's office for $18,000. So with that, I'd stand by for any questions.
Further discussion. Senator Sutton.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I think you're all aware that I have, you know, had concerns about the process a little bit, but I hope that this is something we can address, in future years as far as whether things belonged in this bill or not. But I think that this is a lot of things in here that we need to do. And so I would encourage support of this as well.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Secretary, call the roll.
Sutton?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Nordstrom? Heineman?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
8-0.
Thank you. We've got Senate Bill 1060. I'll move to the floor. With that, is there any items on the agenda for the good of the order? All right, seeing none. I need a motion.
Move to adjourn.
Second. I got a motion by Tiedemann, second by Heineman. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hearing any opposed? Hearing none. We're adjourned. Thanks. Well.